Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike off the plate away, and Dan Bellino just caps our night off. As JT,
they just don't care,
wanders off in frustration. A frustrating night all in all for the Phillies in every respect. As the Giants rout the Phillies tonight here at Citizens Bank Park. And they've taken two out of three with one more game to go in the series, 11-4 the final.
It's just a shame. I mean, this is an embarrassing, to me, embarrassing game for the ball club, for the organization. It just... just ugly.
Yeah, ugly indeed. Ugly indeed. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. L.A. said it very well last night. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a ton to get to. We're a week away from the NFL draft. We got draft party tickets to give away. A lot of Eagles to get to. Daily Mock. You people. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Did y'all know that men under 5'9" on average live 5 years longer than men over 5'9"?
I'm just saying. Well, I'm not worried. I'm over 5'9". But yeah. you know what's officially happened?
What's that?
You know how like there people say our phones can hear us?
Yes.
Right? Like, I think my algorithm's matching yours. I saw that too yesterday.
You did?
I think it's happened. Oh, no. My algorithm is ruined.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but my algorithm is on 10 every day.
I did see that yesterday. So we're all in trouble. Elliot's in better shape than us.
Well, yeah, Moshe's winning. Mm-hmm. Moshe's winning, probably, you know, in that aspect. Anyway, but yeah, we got problems.
Yeah, we're too tall. Problems. All right, man. Yeah. You know, all those problems. The Phillies right now. That was a disaster last night. LA hit it right. That was ugly in every way. The situational hitting, ugly. The pitching, ugly. The defense, ugly. It was an ugly game. There's been a lot of those lately. And there's a lot of parts of the Phillies that we could pick apart right now because they're not playing good baseball. I mean, let's be real about it. I know, you know, you could tell me their record is 10-8, but they haven't played well now for about 2 weeks. And, Hugh, there's a lot of ways we could go and a lot of things we could start with. But let's start with the guy who started last night, and that is Aaron Nola. So Aaron Nola took the mound last night off of three tough starts to start the season, and he didn't give me any more confidence after start number four. 5 2/3. 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned, 4 walks last night. He left the mound, or left the game, with a 6.65 earned run average. And Hugh, I like Nola. I've always felt like I've defended him more than I've beat him up over the years, because mm-hmm. I think he's been a really good Phillies pitcher, and he's durable, and he has stepped up over the years. It's a big games, like he did to put them in the playoffs in 22 and in St. Louis in 22. And Aaron Nola's pitched some big games in Phillies uniform, and he's one of the better Phillies pitchers they've ever developed. But Hugh, sometimes with any athlete, you get to a point where you're not the same as you used to be. And I'm seeing real signs of decline in Aaron Nola. His velocity is down. He's walking more batters than he ever has. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is the worst we've ever seen it. And just even beyond the numbers, it feels like he doesn't want to throw the ball over the plate anymore. Maybe because the home runs early in the season, so he's nibbling and he's walking batters. Hugh, I am concerned here. I know it's early, but I look at all the innings on his arm, and I'm ready to hit the panic button on Nola and what he is now at this stage of his career. Is he bad? No, he's not this bad. But he used to be a number two starter, and I don't see that anymore. Hugh, where are you at on Nola? Because right now, he does not look like the guy they gave a 7-year contract to last year.
Long talk segment here.
Yep.
I don't let me see, Joe, how I want to say this. I'm not pushing the panic button, but I am concerned because here's the thing. There's a thing, like, especially as a professional athlete, sometimes you get to a point where you don't recover like you used to, mm-hmm. and certain things happen, milestones happen that you're not proud of. Like last night, I think it was the first time in his career that he's had four losses in a row. He's a little bit older, and to your point, you talk about his velocity is down a little bit. I think that he's at a point where I don't think he's cooked. I don't think that I want to say that first, but I think that he's probably at a point where he's in rarefied air where he's kind of second guessing himself a little bit. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like you said, his velocity's down. So when your velocity's down, you have to have better location.
And right now he's walking everybody.
Yeah, you have to have better location. And so now you're in a position where, you know, you're probably looking at it like, damn, this has never happened before. Can I work my way out of this?
Right.
So I'm a little bit concerned about that. I think that's probably where he is in his career. He's not that old. He's 31 years old. So it's probably one of those things where he's probably in a space where he's not comfortable being in, and he's trying to figure out how to work his way out of it.
Yeah, he is not. He does not look comfortable right now at all. 215-592-949 for your reaction to the Phillies last night. 11-4 they lost. Again, the defense ugly.
Yeah,
the
crazy.
Situational hitting stinks right now. And they're just not playing good baseball for now 2 full weeks. And even beyond that, it's you go back to the middle of last season. It feels like that same malaise. But the Nola situation is troublesome. And Hugh, it's two things. It's like him and then him wrapped up in the team. Him, he doesn't look the same, but the strength of this team is supposed to be their starting pitching, and unfortunately, right now, it's not. You know, I say the starting pitching this year overall, like when you add all the guys, right, the Wheelers, the Nolas, the Lizardos, Sanchez, and obviously Taiwan has been the fifth guy. It's been okay, right? If you add all five together, mm-hmm. but Nola's a big reason why it hasn't been very good. He's stunk so far this season, and Hugh, you're right. He's not old, but I've wondered this for a while. How many innings does he have left in his arm? I mean, high end innings, right? He's not hurt. There's no one saying he's hurt, but he's thrown a lot of innings. You know, sometimes those innings catch up to you. He's thrown 200 innings, 30 starts every year, over and over and over again. And I thought when they signed him, like in the back of my mind, Hugh, I thought, okay, he's a number two starter right now. By the time his contract is over, he's probably going to be a number four or five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting to wonder, did we skip the number three? You know what I mean? Like that trajectory of...
Yeah, because you're wondering whether or not he fell off the cliff.
Yeah, or like, did he fall faster than I anticipated today? So he was a number two. Right now, he looks to me like a number four. And I thought we would get some years of him as a number three. This is a big drop compared to where he was a couple years ago. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to Nola last night. First inning was bad. He did settle in, but every start we're like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Well, the ERA is 6.66, and the velocity's not good. Let's hear from Topper last night, kind of making some excuses for Nolan, what he saw. Here's Topper after the game.
Well, I thought, you know, in the first inning, command was off, but from innings two through five, I thought he was really good. And I thought the stuff got better, the breaking ball got sharper, changeup was good. And he was throwing strikes. His command was good.
Yeah, I mean, that's Topper saying his command. I mean, every start, it's like, well, it wasn't that bad. And then, his ERA is 6.65, and he's lost all four starts. It also hasn't been good enough. In the end, he put more runners on. That first inning was a total mess. Let's hear from Nola, who was way harder on himself than Topper was after the game.
You find yourself under command, two starts in a row with a base slow walk. How crazy does that drive you?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It's, I mean, it's unacceptable. I mean, I had for three times in my career, I've done that, and it's two times back two games. I just got to get ahead better. Too many free passes, and usually those runs have been scoring, and I'm just kind of making it harder on myself in those situations. Eight walks in two games overall, it's not good. So I'll clean it up.
What hit me there, Hugh, is him talking about he knew this. It's amazing he knew it off top of his head. I mean, I don't imagine someone told him yesterday. He had to know this. So he walked a runner in yesterday. He did in his last start. And he said there he's only done this three times his whole career.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe, because you get to a point as a former athlete where you start to see a pattern that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're starting to second guess yourself. For him to be that aware of the times that he's done it is telling. He's in his head a little bit, and he's wondering whether or not he can work out of this. I think he can. I think he can because I think Topper mentioned something about his numbers in April. They're better after this month.
So people have said for years, and it has played out, Hugh, that he's because he's from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And it's warmer. A lot warmer.
Yeah, when the weather warms up, as we're going to do the weather thing today, and it was pretty cold out there yesterday.
No, it was brick.
It was cold. When the weather warms up, his velocity tends to pick back up.
Yeah.
It did last year. But this is probably the lowest I've ever seen it. I mean, he's thrown, last night his fastball averaged 90. And I know velocity is everything. You brought up Jamie Moyer. Greg Maddux is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. But there is a difference between 92 and 90. You know what I mean?
Like you can whether or not, how much you can see that.
Yeah,
thing.
It's almost like in football. Like, do you need to run a 4.3 to be a great receiver? No, but you also can't run a 4.8, right?
No,
you got to have some
that.
Speed.
You got to have something.
Yeah,
got to have a little something.
Yeah, I am concerned with Aaron Nola. He doesn't look right. He's again, and if it was just some home runs, you'd say eventually those will just they'll be flyouts at the wall. It's not that. It's command. It's control. It's velocity. And like you've said there, Hugh, it feels like he's second guessing himself now.
Well, it's you know, you as an athlete, you have a point where you say, okay, I might not be at the top of my game, but I can still do this.
Yeah.
Or I could do that. I might not have my velocity, but I still have my location or something like that. Yesterday he didn't have either. You know, and it was probably frustrating for him. And you know, I know people aren't gonna hear this, but the weather probably did play a factor.
There it is.
I mean, it probably did.
I think it did, but if he had two or three good starts and then last night, I would throw last night away and say.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about it is because this looks eerily similar to last year. When you talk about not only him, you talk about the hitting. You talk about the fact that we lost 4-11. Bryce ties the game up, and then we just get blowed out.
7-0 after that.
We just get blowed out. So it's that. It's a bunch of stuff, and we have anxiety. As fans, we have anxiety about this team because, number one, we ran it back. There's no infusion of new talent on this squad that's young and get people excited about. So I understand when this fan base feels a certain type of way.
Yeah.
When you keep seeing the same things over and over again, and you're trying to tell yourself that it's going to be different, but in reality, it doesn't look any different.
It does not. 215-592-9494. Are you hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola? A lot of innings on that arm. The velocity's down. Will it pick up a little bit this summer? Probably. But he just doesn't look right. He's walking batters, which he typically doesn't do. He's not getting swing and miss. He threw, I think the number I saw this morning was 44 fastballs last night, and they swung and missed at like a three of them. I mean, it's just he's not getting... It just looks like hitters are very comfortable in the box against Aaron Nola. Kyle, where are you at on Nola as the Phillies get rocked last night and their starting pitcher, who they gave a lot of years to, does not look right?
Yeah, I don't know how you can't be hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola right now. Like, he's ass to start this season.
Ooh.
And usually you know what you get with Aaron Nola. It's up and down. There's inconsistencies year to year. But even in the down years with Nola, like, you know what you're getting. He'll let up a bad home run or two, and you just sort of have to hope and pray that it's not like a grand slam or a three-run home run. It's just a solo shot.
Yep.
But, like, it's the velocity dip, which I understand could get better. But something about the way he's pitching right now feels like it's the worst that I've ever seen Aaron Nola. And it's got to be the worst start of his career. He hasn't even been letting up home runs the last two starts. It's the walks that are absolutely killing him. Like, Nola, to me, is a piece of this pitching staff that I feel like you always knew you could rely on for him to go 6-7 innings. He's there every fifth day, which he still is, mm-hmm. to his credit. But you don't want that to be like a guaranteed loss or feel like it's a loss every time. Like, the difference between this pitching staff being just good or like great, I feel like has a lot to do with Aaron Nola. I mean, they should be like four guys deep right now that you know you can rely on. And right now, I mean, Lizardo's probably been their best pitcher to start the season. Sanchez, you don't see the Cy Young stuff that they talked about a lot, or we talked about a lot before the season. Even Wheeler's not been as dominant. Now, I trust Wheeler to bounce back and get it together a little bit. But, like, we could be in for a long season with Aaron Nola being this way, and that could sink this team in the postseason.
Well, I'll frame it this way. If there's a scale, and the scale is ace is the top, and Taiwan is the bottom of a rotation, okay? I'm not trying to...
I know what you're saying, but that's the differences we have, the dynamics
that we have. Ace or Taiwan, right? That's one. One's the top, one's the bottom of a rotation. Aaron Nola, for a good portion of his career, skewed way closer to the ace. He wasn't an ace, but he was closer to that. He's way closer to Taiwan right now than he is ace status. And we're like, he looks like a fourth starter. And he's supposed to be a two or at the bare minimum a three. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off as we talk about the Phils and Aaron Nola. What's up, Chris?
Happy gloom and doom day, man.
Yeah, that's where we're at. What's up, Chris?
No, it's just great to be a Philadelphia fan, to be alive today, you know?
Well, let me echo something that people like to say to me whenever I have a thought that's like, we're struggling. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, Chris, so you have that. You could hold on to that. Yeah, Super Bowl champs. Yeah.
Baseball team is, in shambles and on fire.
Yep.
Here's how I feel about Nola. You remember when we were kids and we go to grandma's house, and she'd cook up like a steak or usually not a steak, usually some like liver.
Yeah.
And it was like overdone, beyond
tough.
Overdone, like
super
a piece
tough.
Of shoe leather.
Yeah,
like,
flashback.
You need the A1 on there.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have A1 because that was too expensive. So, you had to eat the shoe leather, like dried out. That's Nola. Like, Nola's like just beyond cooked at this point. And unfortunately, guys, I mean, we started to see this last year. He started giving up more and more home run balls. He got hot in the middle of the year, but then he started to really tail off even in the playoffs. But, guys, I mean, to be fair to the guy, he has 1,000,001 innings under that arm. Like, we have more than got our money's worth out of him. And unfortunately, we'd all like him to be great, and we're all desperately, grasping at straws here and hoping that in June, July, we're going to put some spin on this, that maybe he can get – he maybe will be better, and I think he will be in those months. But, guys, Father Time's unbeaten for a reason. And, it's just human nature in the body. Like, Nola is not the – fine, because we got Sanchez there. Nola is four. More, I'd actually say he's a five, because I agree. Taiwan's pitching a whole heck of a lot better than him. And you know what, guys? I don't know what's going on, but I'm starting to see some clarity here, though, because excuse-making Douglas was just talking about the weather. And this makes another picture start to come into focus for me. Mm. Was Nola's last contract his Jacksonville Gap contract?
That was a seven-year deal guaranteed.
But see, this is not fair to me,
Chris.
Did she
do anything for her?
This is not fair. Because, Chris, my job here – see, this is where it gets testy for me, because I sit here and try to explain to the best of my ability
– long talk.
As a former professional athlete what it might be. And when people hear it, they don't want to hear it.
Well,
but
it's
the truth.
They hear excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's me trying to get you inside the head of the player, because between the two of us, Chris, no disrespect to you, I'm closer to knowing what he's probably thinking than you are.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No retort?
Wait, what? Did you say something?
I
heard you say. I heard you say he's cooked.
See how we do.
Every day.
People hear what they want, and they hear what they want. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. So I do think now.
Say it because you know you want to say it.
Sometimes there's company man stuff there.
No, it's not.
Sometimes. I mean, also, you understand as an older guy what Nola's going through. He's an older athlete. You're an older guy.
From one cooked guy to another.
The cold hits different when you're older.
See, listen, this is what I employ people to do today. When you listen to me talk, take the anger out of it. Because I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm trying to give you perspective.
I feel that all the time.
Can I implore people to actually not take the anger out of it?
We need that.
I like that.
It's kind of part of it.
What is anger going to do? Seriously.
Anger drives emotion.
Yeah.
Well, and it puts you on an emotional roller coaster ride.
Yes.
And that's where you like to be.
Me, yes.
See, I don't want to be on an emotional roller coaster ride.
I think it brings the best out of you because when Hugh's back's against the wall,
yep.
He's got a claw out of it. I want the anger.
Kyle, back against the wall, Douglas over here.
That's 20-something-year-old Kyle talking. When you get older, Kyle, you have to pace yourself
I'm not as docile.
I actually thought, now, there was a twinge of it was cold last night. I had a hue this morning.
I wasn't going to go there.
But I think actually thought you did bring some perspective. Now, some might say gap year perspective, but... You brought the perspective of a guy that is starting to wonder why he can't do what he used to do.
That's exactly what it was.
You lived that.
And when you hear him say that, thanks a lot for clarifying. But when you say that, you're going through your head like, well, damn. Like, I've never been down this road before. How am I going to work out of this? That's basically what he said when he was in that press conference. That's exactly what I heard. Because every other time, you know, we sit here all the time and say, oh, well, that's Nola being Nola. And he's always worked himself out of that.
Yep.
He's in a position right now and in a space. He's never been there. And he's questioning whether or not he can work himself out of that. That's what I'm saying. I think he can. But right now, even he's asking himself.
And I wonder, just watching so much baseball over the years and watching him, I wonder if the subconscious Hugh is bleeding into the conscious. Like, he doesn't usually walk batters.
Yes.
It's not him. Now he is. So you know what I'm wondering? He knows his velocity isn't there, so in the back of his head, he doesn't want to throw the fastball over the plate, so he's nibbling.
Makes you cautious.
And he's not trying to walk people, but he's trying to be very fine on the corner because he knows if he puts it over the plate...
It might go out the park.
So, and now he's missing.
It was windy yesterday.
Yes, so he's missing because he's trying to be very fine, and now we're walking people on top of everything else. There's a little doubt there, and I think the reality is he has reason to doubt. His velocity is down. It's like, if he was his normal self throwing harder than he is right now, I'd say he'll be fine. He'll tweak his mechanics. He doesn't walk people. I wonder if he's walking people because he knows deep down that fastball's not where he wants it to be.
Well, a lot of times, because I think back to when I was in Jacksonville and how you're used to doing things a certain way, and when you figure out you can't do that, and you're trying to adjust on the fly. It's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard to adjust on the fly. So you have to try to get centered. And it feels like, just listening to him talk, he's trying to get centered.
Yeah, and look, is this the biggest deal in the world? You could look at it two ways. One, they do have Sanchez and Luzardo emerging, so can he be the four here? He could be. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world if Aaron Nola is your fourth best starter, because that means you have three really good starters, Wheeler, Luzardo, and Sanchez. But the bullpen we know is not very good on this team. The offense is up and down. We can't just have him go out there every fifth day and not pitch well. Those are going to be losses a lot unless they figure this out. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show today. We'll get all your phone calls on the Phillies. Boy, they struggled last night and have struggled a lot the last couple of weeks, including Aaron Nola. Are you hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola? We'll set up Hughes Clues because we have a great prize today. A four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party.
You need to bounce back, though.
Yeah. I don't need to bounce back.
Yeah, you're on a dead streak.
No, listen. Mm-hmm. People don't listen. Chris just proved that. No disrespect to Chris, because I know I'm here from tomorrow. But Chris doesn't listen. Nobody listens to what's being said.
No, they listen. They hear what they want to hear.
There you go.
Yeah.
They hear what they want to hear. Yeah. Just like Kyle, when I talk and I try to explain to him, he hears nothing but blah, blah, blah. You're making excuses.
In one ear, right out the other.
There you go. See? Every day. Every day. I'm here to teach. I come every day. Kyle, I show up every day.
Class is in session.
I'm teaching every day.
I'm a brick wall over here, buddy.
Hugh needs a bounce back. So do the Phillies. We'll see if he gets off to a hot start next in Hughes Clues. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the cold excuse, we'll hear Topper on that next. I'm tired of Topper's excuses this season. That's all coming up. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Body feels good, and definitely the worst start I've ever had, by far, I feel like. And I mean, all I can do is keep working and, you know, keep trying to have good weeks and prepare as best as I can for the next game I pitch, and you know, take all my work into that game and just compete.
The voice, Aaron Nola, after a tough one last night. It's been a tough season so far. 0-4 for him as the Phillies go down 11-4 last night. 215-592-9494. So Nola's very hard on himself. How about Topper? Talking, I'm being a little kinder. Talking about maybe the cold weather and the walks and whatever the heck Topper's making excuses for. Here's Topper yesterday after the game.
Is it alarming to have 9 walks? I mean, do you think some of that was just the temperature and guys not?
Well, I think so. We had 6 walks offensively, but you know, you better get used to that, because in the Northeast here, you're gonna play on some cold days, whether it's early in the season or in October. So.
Well, at least you wrapped it up there with you better get used to it.
Yeah, you got to get used to it. You got to get used to it. But I mean, hell,
company man Topper.
I'm just saying. I thought I was about to catch a stray. Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that, you know, he's reeling right now, and you need him. So you can't give up on him. Well, you just got to hope that this is an outlier.
I mean, you have him signed for 6 more years.
He's
not going anywhere. They need him. And I knew at some point during this contract that he'd morph from a number 2 to a number 4 or number 5. That's natural regression as pitcher ages.
Mm-hmm.
I just was hoping we'd have a few years of the number 3 spot in the rotation,
yeah,
or 2.5. Like, he looks like a number 4 right now.
Outside of the walks, though, Joe, if the team was better, I feel like he wouldn't be getting as much heat.
Well, okay, so to your point last night, he had a tough first inning. He settled down.
Yes, because that's his pattern.
He left the game, and it was still about a 1-run game.
Yeah.
And then the bullpen basically took kerosene to the fire, and then it blew up from there. So you're right. If the team was better around a better bullpen and they kept it at 5-4, maybe they come back and win the game, and we're not upset today.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing about it is this, is that we're suffering from PTSD. If I'm being honest about this, because we see some of the same things that we saw last year.
Yep.
And we know how the results went from last year. So everything that we see right now is over the top. Like, everything. The fact that, you know, we've been on boom heavy. You know, Brandon Marsh is, you know, struggling. And that's where we are, because we're worried about, November,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're talking about, the playoffs. And we see stuff that's eerily similar to the breakdown that we had last year. So we're super hypersensitive to what we see when it comes to the Phillies right now.
Well, you're right about that. There's a couple things. It's small picture, big picture. You're right. Big picture, we do have that. We do have that syndrome, because we're feeling like, hey, it looks like it did down the stretch. They haven't played well so far to start this season. And with Nola, again, I would buy the cold and the wind and all that if he had 3 pretty good starts and then last night just had
top
one.
Yeah, it was like a clunker.
Yeah, you say whatever. Like, Wheeler has had a couple tough starts. I'm not worried about Wheeler yet. Wheeler's been a great pitcher for a long time. We'll let this ride out. Nola, the velocity continues to go down. His strikeout to walk continues to go down. He doesn't look like that guy he did a few years ago. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, let's remind everyone what we got going on around here at WIP on May 5th. Some will call it Cinco de Mayo. Some would say the day after Cinco de Mayo. Either way, Monday,
just
May 5th.
Just one person. Yeah,
I just want to get past this week. Just let me get back.
5-5 is BG Day on WIP. All right, so we're going to have BG Day. BG Live is coming up on Monday, May 5th. We'll celebrate Brandon Graham all day. And then that evening, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Special event featured Brandon on stage with Dota Camera as BG shares unforgettable stories and never before heard behind the scenes moments from his incredible career. 94WIP.com to buy your tickets to BG Live. We'll be there. It's going to be a great, great event. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's talk some Nola and the Phillies after a loss last night. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
You know, Kyle's been on a heater here the last couple of days. He's just not about any of the BS.
None.
So, now, I couldn't hang on yesterday. So, real quick, I do trust Howie. If you asked me 3 years ago, would I trust him in the draft, I would say not really, because up until then, he hadn't really been all that great in the draft. But just to get that out of the way, I was on board with you yesterday, Hugh, and the you people, Kyle and Joe, not with that stuff.
A lot of you guys. People out there. Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so I'm actually more concerned about the lack of putting innings together as hitters and getting a big hit than I am with Nola. Yes, I'm concerned his velocity's down. Maybe it has something to do with the weather. I don't really know. I don't want to use that as an excuse. He is older. But, you know, walking the guy, the walks, I think, I don't know, one of you guys talked about it just a few minutes ago about being tentative because his velocity is down, not wanting to put the ball over to play.
Yeah, Jeff, that's what I think because he's always been so good at not walking people, and he puts the ball where he wants. So my guess is he knows that velocity is not where he wants to be. He doesn't want to make a mistake over the middle, so he's trying to hit that corner perfectly, and he's a little off, and then we're walking everybody.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there is some decline over. You know, the guy's been around for a while, and he's pitched a lot of innings. He doesn't miss starts, and you know, maybe all of this in my hope, it will force them to consider Painter and getting Crawford up here, because the outfield is just a disaster right now. Getting those guys up a little bit faster, there's no need to hold them down if they're ready to go.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. Now the Painter thing obviously is complicated because they don't want to do too many innings this year. So I think they're just trying to they're really trying to buy their time with him. But yeah, Jeff, if they have issues in the rotation or their pitching just isn't good enough, that we're gonna yell. We're gonna yell pretty loud to get him up here pretty soon if he's dominating down in the minor leagues. Jeff, we appreciate it, man, as always. Yeah, look, the Painter thing eventually will become a big story. The Crawford thing feels like it's about to become a big story now because
it feels like that. Yeah, because you want some young talent infused into that lineup.
Energy. Plus, the center field situation is a disaster. I mean,
I saw my dog Schwarber out there last night.
Well, yeah, Schwarber in the outfield,
and Schwarber was the least of their problems out there.
Tells you where we're at right now. But center field, I mean, my goodness gracious. Rojas, we know, he can't hit. And then last night, he airmails the ball from the outfield, and they score a run. And Brandon Marshew is still 0 for April. It is April 17th today.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
0 for April.
Yeah, that's tough.
The last hit he had was March 20-something in Washington. It's crazy. Let's go to Aaron, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up,
gentlemen? I wanted to start off my call today by apologizing. Yesterday, I did some excessive long talking, and I do apologize for that.
It was really bad.
Well, you know what?
It's fine. It happens from time to time.
Of course, you say it's fine.
We're all inclusive.
You have enabled the audience to think they can long talk.
They can long talk. I mean, but they have to let you know first that they're about to long talk.
Mm.
You can't just start long talking.
I'd just prefer if you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
You can do it. That's your thing. But
I mean, it's like you can long talk a little bit, but you got to let everybody know so we can dig in.
Yeah, you might have to get the Oscars music, Kyle, if people start long talking.
Wrap it up, B.
Play them off. Go ahead, Aaron.
It's that Super Bowl syndrome, man. It just gets me. And in my long talking yesterday, I made a statement about 8 more days until I get to cash in on my bet, and I did not hear Joe say, what bet?
What bet was it? Now that we get to redo this, what was it?
Okay. So you're telling me that you don't remember a week ago, Hugh and Kyle came up with a crazy notion.
Oh, the wide receiver in the first round.
We're going to draft a wide receiver.
Now I remember. Yes. With you were to fly out here and the dinner. Yes, I remember. Yes.
So now it's 7 days from me cashing in on my bet. So that's – I just want to make sure live on air, you know, now you're on TV too.
Who took
the
bet?
TV.
You guys.
What's that?
I don't remember taking the bet.
Well,
I actually remember sort of dumping on the idea.
Aaron,
and I didn't want him in studio.
I remember it, Aaron.
You sort of dumping?
Yeah.
You definitely dumping. Yeah.
I don't really recall your perspective of this, Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, I can't wait to show up and put you in a headlock and give you a noogie. I'm so excited.
I'll tell security not to let you up.
Yeah. Kyle's not a noogie guy. I don't think.
How many adult men are noogie guys?
Most look like he might be a noogie guy. I'm picking on. It's pick on.
Are noogies still in? I feel like noogies went out.
Well, you know, if you get somebody a noogie, you better be prepared for what's going to happen after that.
When was the last noogie you gave out?
Might be able to catch some hands. I gave Harper a noogie yesterday.
Yeah, but if we remove your own children when they're young, when was the last noogie you gave out?
Not to a grown man.
That's what I mean.
Hugh, and like you, I grew up in the 80s, so I grew up in a consequence generation, so I completely understand what happened.
Yeah, I like how you say that, consequence generation.
We've lost that, unfortunately, yeah. So what are you thinking on Nola, Aaron?
As far as the Aaron Nola thing, you know, I drove Kyle crazy because he kept asking me the question, and I said it's not an Aaron Nola thing. It's a team thing. But as far as Aaron Nola, I think he's been here long enough. He's proven himself. I think you need to give him one more start. If the same thing happens, I think it's time to move him down the lineup, put Walker in the bullpen, and then look at bringing in one of these young cats and see what they can do.
Well, I mean, yeah, eventually something like that could happen, and it could be Painter up here, you know, within the next couple months. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. The issue is, though, Aaron Nola's not going to leave the rotation. Like,
nah,
he's
going to be in the rotation.
Yes, and there is a value to that. He's going to give you six innings pretty much every start for 6 months, and he saves the bullpen on those nights. There's a lot. I mean, he did settle down after the first inning, and somehow, even though he had like 35 pitches in the first inning, he got through it and was able to. But the results are the results. And if the offense isn't going to be very good, which right now it's not, and the bullpen stinks, which it does, it's going to be hard to win his starts if he's not settling down. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have ourselves a great prize to give away. A 4-pack of tickets 1 week from tonight. We will be at the Link doing the live draft show. You could be there with us. The sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m., draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader and swoop appearances, and more. It's sold out, but you could win tickets right now. A little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I mean, you know, to a certain extent, I guess I did, you know, try to redeem myself today, Kyle, because I made this one as easy as possible.
You have to redeem.
Well, I mean, I don't because my point was made yesterday. Nobody listens. Everybody's in their feelings. Nobody listens to what's being said.
Yeah, the second to last answer we got yesterday was tragic.
Yeah, yeah. it was bad. But we're not going to harp on that. So I'm going to make it a little easy.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. Supposedly, but we're still talking about the whole Cinco de Mayo thing. But that's okay. I'm going to let that one go.
We never let anything go.
That's going to last a month. Yeah.
Okay. So this clue is, make it easy for you, this is somebody on the Times top 100 list.
Oh, the influential one, the one we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, the list. The Times top 100 list that we unveiled yesterday, or that was unveiled yesterday.
Okay. So we're starting off by narrowing it down to 100 people.
Yeah. That you can look right up on the internet.
So when someone calls in and says tortellini, we could be upset, right?
Yeah.
Or if we can send them to David in the Northeast and get a pasta lesson.
Yeah, if we could do that. All right, 215-592-9494. This person on Hugh's Clues today was on the Times top 100 influential list.
Yeah, most influential
list. Yes, because Time does a lot of lists. Like, yeah, I didn't realize this. Are you a Time reader?
I haven't read a magazine in forever.
I mean, we've all read Time magazine, but I don't remember the last time I picked up the actual magazine. But this person made that list that that we obviously spoke about yesterday on the show. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
Listen, I got some 3 bulletin points here, okay, Joe? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, and they're all with the Phils, boys. First one is, and I said it before, I know it's hard to remember every call and everything everybody said, I don't believe the manager is going to make it to the All-Star break, okay, Joe? I see the writing on the wall already with the guy, okay? That's my first point. My second point is that 89 to 90 mile an hour fastball, it ain't going to get higher. He's going to be 32 where he is 32, right? So He's going to turn into Jamie Moore, is what I'm afraid of in a year or two. He's going to be down to like 84, 85 miles an hour, Joe. And we got five more years. Is that what it is left on his deal after this year?
After this, five full years after this. Last year was year one of seven. This is year two of seven. Yep.
Okay. So that fastball, Hugh, is going to turn into Jamie Moore in a couple years.
Yes. I agree.
Right? That's going to be bad. Third point, guys. Before I give you my answer, is I'm ready to start turning over the roster. I'm ready to part ways with all these guys, and I love them personally. But I'm ready to part with Stott. I'm ready to part with Boehm. I'm ready to part with Austin Hayes that we had last year, now Max Kepler this year, Rojas in center field, and Brandon Marsh, who I love. I'd have a beer and eat some wings with. That's it. I don't want to see them anymore. I'm ready to overhaul the roster now, is what I'm trying to say. I'm ready to start making changes now. I'm done, Joe. We've seen the light is at the end of the tunnel now. We're not going to win with this team, Joe. We're not. I'm ready to start turning things over now.
Well, here's the part for Dombrowski and for the Phillies that's to me alarming. So London last year felt like the line of demarcation, right? Like before London, they were the best team, and then after that, they kind of scuffled. If you look at Rob, you look at the numbers. When they left for London last year, they were 44-19. Since then, they're 62-59. They've basically been a 500 team since last June. I mean, it's been a long time where it's like, not that good.
Yeah, I mean, the writing's on the wall, and we've seen it. Rojas is not a major league player, and if I see second and third with nobody out, or bases loaded with one out, and I understand you can't get a hit every time.
Right.
I know that's not reality. But we are extremely, extremely ineffective with hitting with runners in scoring position with a huge payroll.
Yeah, they've been one of the worst. And that feels worse because they're not hitting many home runs. Other than Schwarber and then Harper now, he got heated up this week with two home runs. Nobody hits home runs on this team. I mean, like they do. So if you don't hit home runs, the only way to score is to get hits with runners in scoring position. It's like, you know, if you're gonna hit three pointers, or you're going to make your layups, and they're missing all their layups right now. It's not good.
It is. It's just unbelievable. And I love these guys, Hugh. You know what I mean? They're great guys. You don't hear about them off the field getting in any trouble, but we're not winning with them.
No.
You know, I've just seen the Stott and the Marshes and the Rojas is enough now. I'm just done, Joe.
I get it. Rob, where are you at on Hugh's clues? What's your guess here?
All right, I hope this person's on the list. I'm going to go with Serena Williams.
Serena Williams
is
on the list, but it is not.
No, that's not who
See, you know what? I had a feeling people were going to guess Serena. Did she come up recently on the show?
Yeah, she did, because
she was at the owner's meetings.
Yeah, she's part owner of the Miami Dolphins, which I completely forgot about.
Yes, we all did, and that's why we were confused. Yeah. See that? But Rob's listening, obviously, and he's thinking.
Thank you, Rob, for listening to what's actually being said.
Rob is he listens. He's a listener who listens.
Yeah. A lot of people don't listen. A lot of people just call in to be
in one ear,
triggered.
Out the other.
What?
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, I just want to say, I think it's about time. Like, these guys need to go to dinner and have a talk, man. And for real, I think Rob needs to ask the team, what do he need to do better? Because there's some things that he needs to focus on and get these guys going, man. Because I don't think they're getting anything from him. It just looks like he's on the side, like he's taking notes and letting these guys just play and not trying to change anything, not trying to show them anything, not trying to do anything different. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, they all need to just, like, have a sit-down, right? And just like what you said earlier, Hugh, it is true, man. It's like he seemed unsure of himself sometimes when he was pitching. You know what I mean? I think he was like second guessing himself, and it almost looked like a Taiwan Walker syndrome that he had for a moment. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I think I'm not ready to give up on none of these guys, man, because like I said, we were saying this earlier about the Eagles, man, and I'm standing on it. I really think it's going to be a crazy turnaround. Once we get hot, we're going to keep cooking. And it's coming. And guess what?
Yeah, we need
All we need to do is tap back in to have a front. All we need to do is tap back in to being a winning team. All we got to do is tap back in to knowing that no one can actually take us on. The only team beating us is ourselves. We beat ourselves every game that we lose. So now it's time to tap into one another, have fun with one another, and let's win some games, baby. And the big game that we want to win is the World Series. So let's go, Phil.
Let's go, Phillies. Well, what do you got? What do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
All right, man. You said we don't listen too much, but I think you mentioned this person a lot of times. You was like, I never would have thought she was on there. How about Demi Moore?
We did mention Demi Moore yesterday. Hey. She was on the list.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate you listening because I did mention Demi Moore's name.
We talked about her age, 62.
And the movie was called Substance.
You know what? I'm impressed by our last two callers. They were listening yesterday. Not just listening, but actively listening.
So some of Will's takes get under my skin with the, you know, everything's they're going to turn around.
Yeah.
A little bit of Super Bowl syndrome in there.
Has it crept to the Phillies?
It absolutely has.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. Nobody rises to the Rocky music like unprompted. Like he had no idea that was coming. And he just knows. And he ramped it up.
Will's a pro caller.
He is.
I mean, you could tell. He knows what he's doing there. He's ready for the music. I have noticed that, though. Hugh, I don't know if you've picked up on this. Super Bowl syndrome may now be bleeding into our Phillies conversations.
Is that right?
Well, because the Phillies...
But they want them to do better.
Well, because the idea is, all right, the Phillies are struggling, but so the Eagles struggled in September last year, or so the Phillies could do the same thing. And maybe, I mean, maybe, or the Phillies might just have real issues. We'll find out. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Are you panicking about where Aaron Nola is? 0-4 for the first time in his career. The velocity is down. The strikeout-to-walk ratio is the worst we've ever seen him here. He doesn't look right to me. And the whole team doesn't look right now. There's a malaise that's been over them. They haven't played good baseball for a couple weeks. Your reaction to the Phillies and specifically Aaron Nola with an 0-4 start to the season. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do here. We got to give away this 4-pack of tickets, Hughes Clues, to the Eagles sold-out 2025 draft party. And on the other side, we'll also get to an Eagles situation. It's still brewing. And I want to throw an either-or scenario at everybody when it comes to Dallas Goedert, his presence on this football team. He's still an Eagle. Doesn't feel like he is anymore. It feels like everyone's just decided he's gone. But I still think there's an either-or here. 215-592-9494. We'll talk some Goedert, Phillies, Aaron Nola right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairy. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.